Welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast with your host, Ben Harper. Today, we're diving into a delicious topic that's perfect for enhancing your grilling game, Wendy's Bacchus sauce. Ever wondered what makes it so irresistibly tangy and sweet? Well, buckle up, because we're about to unveil the secret ingredient and show you how to whip up a batch right in your own kitchen. Let's start with the basics. To make Wendy's Bacchus sauce, you don't need a whole lot of fancy equipment. A medium-sized saucepan, a whisk, measuring cups and spoons, and an airtight container for storage are all you need. Simple, right? Now for the ingredients, the stars of the show. You'll begin with the essentials: ketchup, apple cider vinegar, and water. These form the base of your sauce, providing that classic barbecue sauce texture and tanginess. But here's where it gets interesting. To really nail that Wendy's flavor, you'll add brown sugar for sweetness, Worcestershire sauce for a touch of umami, and a blend of spices including smoked paprika, ground cumin, garlic powder, onion powder, salt, and black pepper. And for those who like a bit of heat, a dash of cayenne pepper does the trick. All right, let's get cooking. Start by combining all these ingredients in your saucepan. Whisk them together until smooth to ensure everything is well blended. This mix then needs to be brought to a simmer over medium-low heat. Keep whisking. You don't want any burning or sticking. After the sauce simmers gently for about 5 to 7 minutes and starts to thicken, it's done. The key here is patience. Let those flavors meld together under the heat, and what you get is that perfect, smoky, tangy sauce we all love. Now, how about some pro tips to make your barbecue sauce even better? If you can, let the sauce sit overnight in the fridge. This step deepens the flavors remarkably. For a unique twist, try adding a splash of bourbon. And if you're not into garlic powder, go bold with fresh garlic for a more pungent kick. Once your sauce is ready, it's not just about slathering it on ribs or chicken. Think outside the box. Brush it over grilled vegetables or even use it as a zesty dip. And storing it? Just cool it down, pour into a mason jar, and it'll keep in your fridge for up to 2 weeks. Or freeze it in ice cube trays for smaller, easy-to-use portions. Remember, making Wendy's barbecue sauce at home is more than just following a recipe. It's about tweaking it to your taste, having fun, and of course, sharing it with friends and family. They'll be amazed by what you've created, a sauce that's not just tasty, but packed with your personal touch. Thanks for tuning in and happy cooking. Don't forget to join us next time on Simple Recipe Box for more culinary adventures. Until then, keep those grills sizzling and the flavors bold.